Have any of you ever tried to teach someone to swim? I haven't, but I know people who have. And they tell me that some, especially kids, take to water like otters, dipping and diving and splashing and having a ball, while others just sink like a rock or an anchor. And the difference, they tell me, has little to do with athletic ability. Rather, it has almost everything to do with fear, or the lack of it. The ones who are not afraid swim like fish. The ones who are afraid tend to thrash and splatter about wildly, and then sink, sink, sink. Which, of course, does nothing to calm their fear of water. Now, St. Peter demonstrates this principle quite effectively in today's gospel. Impetuous as always, when Peter saw Jesus walking toward his boat in the middle of the night, he rushed out to meet him, but quickly began to realize what he had just done. Stepped out of a boat in the midst of a storm. Kind of like the cartoon character who takes a long sprint on a very short pier. And Peter began to sink, sink, sink. Luckily for him, Jesus was nearby. He stretched out his hand, he caught Peter and brought him to safety and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" In this gospel, faith is contrasted with fear. The disciples, we're told, were terrified. They cried out in fear. Peter became frightened. We all have any number of fears and uncertainties in our lives. And too easily, we can give in to our fears, give ourselves over to them. Even the journey of faith itself has setbacks and doubts. But being dazed and confused and frightened and in pain is not how Jesus wants us to live our lives. Faith casts out fear. The opposite of fear is utter confidence in God. Jesus had it. He wants us to have it also. When we have it, utter confidence in God, our problems and challenges don't disappear, but our fear of them can. We saw in this gospel how Peter, in his panic, cried out, "Lord, save me." We've all done that at times. But Peter also had faith enough to say, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you." Now, ultimately, Peter was chosen to be the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. Peter's human flaws are well known. And his flaws are alive and well in our own day, in our church and outside our church. But Peter also had the inspiration, the energy, and the courage in the midst of a storm to get out of the boat and move closer to the Lord. As we navigate our way through our own storms of life, may we always know that Jesus is nearby. May we always trust that he is ready to stretch out a hand to catch us and bring us to safety.